All right, let's get started. First thing I want you to do is I want you to put both of your feet on the ground. I want you to close your eyes and just take a deep breath. Listen to this scripture. Psalm 5:3 says, "At each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar and wait for your fire to fall upon my heart." Sometimes I just begin with the things that are weighing on my mind. I actually picture myself handing these things over to God and just acknowledging that He is in control. So as we begin, I want you to write down three things that are heavy on your heart today. And then I want you to visualize yourself handing them to God. Psalm 77:11 and 12. "Yet I could never forget all of your miracles, my God. As I remember all your wonders of old, I ponder all you've done, Lord, musing on all your miracles. Your steps formed a highway through the seas with footprints on a path no one even knew was there. You led your people by your loving hand, blessed by the leadership of Moses and Aaron." List three times in your past that the Lord made a way for you. Maybe it was a healing, maybe it was a new job or an answered prayer. Spend some time thinking about the things that God has done for you. Psalm 100, verse 4. "You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanks."
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Thanksgiving. "Come, bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name." List three small, specific things that you're grateful for. Psalm 91:15. "I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast." Take a deep breath. Acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in this moment. Take another breath. Inhale with gratitude. Exhale peace. As you breathe in and out, take a minute to be mindful of the peace and the presence and the nearness. Psalm 103:18 to 21. You are faithful to all those who follow your ways and keep your word. God's heavenly throne is eternal, secure, and strong, and his sovereignty rules the entire universe. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word and do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. Right now, I want you to list three things that really matter today. For meeting with us right here in our homes, on our computer screens, all over the world. You are here with us, and you are so amazing that you can personally speak to each of us at the same time. Thank you for reminding us of the things that really matter today, like your glory and the work that you're doing on this earth that is so much bigger than anything we could imagine. Lord, today you reminded me that my integrity and my words matter. And I thank you that we are never alone, that every time we tune our ear to your voice, you speak to us. Help us to remember the things that you've spoken to us today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.